Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to mix things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Well, we'll bounce back to last week real quick here. It was another slow start. They jumped out to a big lead, and you guys started to battle back towards the end of the game. So just what do you think has been the biggest key to these slow starts here recently?
Too many mistakes early in the ball game. We feel like we're prepared, but, you know, for some reason or another, we just can't execute early right now, and we've put a premium on doing that moving forward.
So the passing game is what you guys were looking at for them headed into last week, and they threw it all over the yard. Another starting quarterback ended 16 for 16 passing. So what do you think went wrong defensively?
I just think we're in a youth movement. Lots of times we're in position, we're just not making the play. It's not schematic. I think we're just we need that 1,000 hours of work. So the future is bright, and we're going to keep pushing.
So, last home game this weekend. So, just first off, what do you think is the biggest thing you guys have learned through the first 9 games of the season?
Victory loves preparation. Okay, no matter how hard you think you're prepared, if you don't get that extra time in, you don't go the extra mile, it's not going to show up on Saturday.
So Emporia State headed into town this weekend. It's another nationally ranked team. Their quarterback kind of looks like he's the front runner for Conference Player of the Year so far this year. So just what are you worried about most with Emporia this weekend?
I'm worried about him getting off the bus. that is a joke. But, they are extremely talented, very explosive. And, we're going to have to figure out a way to make sure that we get people where they're supposed to be and get the ball on the ground.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. And where do you start with a 61-14 loss last week against Central Missouri? I don't know. You tell me, Trevor, where are we starting?
it was another slow start. It's been kind of the same tale the last 4 or 5 games of this season for Lincoln. It's you punt it away on your first 3 or 4 possessions or turn it over. They didn't do that this time in the first half. They had 0 turnovers. They do get 1 score late in the first half, but it was, I think, their first 4 possessions, they got 1 first down, and Central Missouri scored on every single one of those possessions when they were giving it back to them. So it's one of those things where you're not moving the ball, the defense isn't stopping them, so 7-8 minutes or a quarter's gone by, and it's like, okay, we're down 4 scores. So, yeah, there's not much you can do at that point, but, I mean, they continue to battle there in the second half. They score late in the game again. I think they scored the final minute for the second straight week.
Right.
So there's that. I mean, that has to be some sort of positive that these kids are not completely given up in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I mean, it was another tough one for the Blue Tigers.
I think the thing that kind of maybe this week that kind of not necessarily find worrisome, because, again, we're past the point of really worrying too much about this. But I think, the last couple weeks, the scores look bad, but the stats have been horrible in terms of there's been areas where you feel like, okay, there's been some success there and they've done a few things in there. But this week was one, or this past week was one of those where you go, they got outgained 557 to 234. And I think that might be one of the bigger differentials we've seen just in terms of total yardage. Yes, the scores have been ugly, but it's maybe been because of, situational lapse here or there, a bad turnover here or there. This one was kind of one of those where it was just like there wasn't a whole lot of success happening for them. And I feel like that, to me, is maybe the most disappointing part about it, is just the fact that you just go, there just wasn't much really to say about this one after a couple weeks of going, hey, at least they're doing X, Y, or Z pretty decently.
Yeah, like early in the season, there was fumbled snaps on punts that were giving teams short fields, fumbling issues, interception issues that you could look back on. It's like, well, they moved the ball, they just didn't finish, or, well, they're giving the other team a 15-yard field to go score. So
right,
that's how the point totals can get high in a hurry. But, yeah, last week was just they were just simply getting outgained every time. They weren't getting first downs. You see him starting quarterback into the game 16 for 16 passing
right.
with, I think, six touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was an efficient night for the Mules on offense, a very inefficient night for the Blue Tigers. So,
yeah,
there's really not much you can look at that. I mean, like, well, we can build off that. So, yeah. Definitely troublesome, but the season's almost over, so you're just trying to survive at this point.
Yeah, so we get to that point where that one takes UCM to 3-6, Lincoln Falls to 0-9. The Blue Tigers have their final home game today at 2 o'clock at Dwight T. Reed Stadium against Emporia State. And again, is has been kind of the theme for here for a little while. It's, you know, it's like, oh, we're getting somebody at a bad time. You know, as we've gotten good teams after hard losses. We've gotten teams as they're ascending. It happens again where Emporia State has just now jumped into the national rankings, and this is when they come to town. So another case of bad luck for the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, and this is a team fighting for a playoff spot, so there's absolutely no reason to think that they're in any mindset of a letdown this week. So... yeah, you get a team that's won five straight. You get a team that lost to the best team in the conference by 1 point. You get a team that has probably the conference player of the year at quarterback.
Right.
There's just a lot that's not lining up in the Blue Tigers' way for the game today. And I think they know that. But, I mean, the motto is they're just going to go out there and fight and see what happens. So. We'll see what happens.
So it's worth noting that Emporia State is now ranked 23rd in the American Football Coaches Association poll. They're tied for second in the MIAA rankings right now, or their standings with Northwest Missouri State. So, you know, I think if at the beginning of the season you told me, hey, they're going to be here at the end of the season tied with Northwest and looking for, you know, if they can finish strong and finish with two wins, you know, maybe they finish ahead of them, I would have been very surprised to see that. You know, so it's one of those things where you go, hey, good on them. You know, so I'm sure they are looking for anything but a letdown in this one. And it's the sort of thing where, yeah, you mentioned it. You know, I think right now they're looking like they're kind of in that mix of teams that could finish possibly and get in the, you know, and high enough in the regional rankings that maybe they can get themselves a playoff spot. So they've got everything in front of them. So I guarantee you there's no way they come and have a letdown in this one. So, you know, what's the best case scenario for the Blue Tigers heading into this one? Is it just to come out on, you know, as uninjured as possible?
The best case scenario is if Emporia State's already looking at the game against Northwest next week.
Sure.
Because that is an absolutely massive game for both of those schools next week to close out the regular season. Both those teams, I think they're 9-10 in the regional rankings right now.
Right.
So, yeah, that's an absolutely massive matchup. So maybe if they spent all week, you know, game planning for next week's game instead of this week's game, you could find yourself in it. But like I said earlier, like you can't afford to have a letdown in this spot. So you got to come in ready to play. And, you know, they're going to be wanting to get their starters their work, get up by a comfortable margin, get the backups some work so they stay healthy for that big game against Northwest. But, yeah, if you're Lincoln, you really just got to hope that this injury bug stops getting these players, like, severely injured.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. That was my next question is, how bad are things again? I mean, we thought things were trending a little bit better last week, and then it sounds like, you know, it might be a little bit worse than it was the week before.
My depth chart board wasn't necessarily updated this week. It was kind of all over the place. I couldn't. it was another language to me. But I talked to Gales about it, and he said it's about the same numbers-wise. They got a few guys back. Of course, a couple more got injured. So I think receiver is that position's pretty banged up right now. They don't have a lot of numbers there. So they're going to be getting Nathan Valencia, the backup quarterback, some work at receiver this week. So we'll see how that works out.
That's never a great sign. But what does that mean then for the quarterback? But how are we healthy enough at quarterback that might not become an issue? Or is it, I mean, where do we see more of Nathan, I guess, today in today's game?
So I believe Zamar is going to be getting the start at quarterback. And Nathan Valencia, he also said, is going to be getting some work at quarterback.
Okay.
But he quickly followed that up with saying that he's going to get work at wide receiver as well. So my follow-up question was, so the receiving room is pretty banged up then? And he's like, yeah, our numbers just aren't really there at this point. He didn't dive too much into it. So, yeah, I would take that. Zamar Brake is feeling a lot better because he was pretty questionable heading into last week's game, but okay. He played a majority of the time, so he seems healthy. And Valencia is obviously back to being healthy from his concussion a few weeks ago, so we'll see what he looks like at receiver. That might be a little bit interesting to watch.
Well, I was going
to
say, I mean, maybe he'll play the same. Maybe he'll line up at both spots in back to back plays or something. You hope that at least, again, that it doesn't come to where this becomes an issue where you can't game plan fully for either position. But it does sound like that, you know, an offense that's already kind of had its fair share of problems this year, this almost hampers them even more.
Yeah, I mean, they've struggled to move the ball of late. The running game, we have talked about that. It's gotten a little bit better, but it seems like the passing game, they're not getting protected back there at quarterback. It seems like the only time they can put up a long drive is if they get a couple big plays. They wanted to have their MO be, you know, we're going to 5, 6, 7 yards you at a time in the passing game, kind of burn you underneath until you sink down so they can get you over the top, but it just hasn't really worked out that way because it does look like they're in sync most of the time. It just doesn't seem like the plays can be in rhythm because just the timing is all disrupted because of offensive line injury problems. And so, I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to watch. It's a tough team they're facing today. So if the offense shows some signs of improvement, that'd be very impressive.
So on the defensive side, how healthy are they on that side, and how equipped are they to maybe deal with that quarterback that sounds like, you know, it's going to be a tall task no matter what, but how prepared are they just in terms of overall health to be ready for something like that?
The secondary's banged up, and okay. I think that is the biggest reason why you saw UCM's quarterback of 16 for 16
sure.
for 6 touchdowns, and he's not as good as what they're seeing this week.
Right.
So that's definitely a reason to worry, and a big reason to worry, because Emporia State is going to throw the ball all over the yard. It's their MO. They're really good at it, and they've done it to the best teams in this conference. So they're ready for it. They think their schemes are sound. They keep saying they have guys in position to make plays. It's just that they're young and they're inexperienced and they're not making the plays.
Okay.
So it's something to watch out for. If they do make some plays, that'd be pretty impressive, but I don't think that's the expectation at this point.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's just worth noting that Braden Gleason's a quarterback, and you're right, the numbers are just kind of one of those things where you look at it and go, this is, I mean, you know, he's 246 of 359, you know, the TD to interception thing is ridiculous. I mean, just the fact that you go, okay, you know, 24-1 is just kind of ridiculous. But, you know, just breaking it down, he's thrown for almost 300 yards a game. So I think it's right at 290, 292, something like that. So obviously they know what they're going to want to do. I guess the biggest thing is just you go, okay, do you try to scheme up something different for that, or you just line up and say, we're just going to do our best with what we got against your best and see how we come out?
I mean, you have to try and confuse them at some point. You have to mix up the looks at the line of scrimmage, maybe bring a few blitzes, but then once again, that leaves your inexperienced young secondary that's been struggling out on an island.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you have to try some new things because Emporia State's schemes are really good on offense and they scheme people open. So if you give him the time to throw back there, he's going to find the open receiver, and it's not one guy that's going to beat you. They have 5 or 6
sure.
that have very similar production at wide receivers. So you don't know who it's going to be and you don't know when it's going to be. So it's a tough offense to prepare for. And I just think the best way outside of, you know, being on offense for your defense to succeed is to try and confuse him at some point back there. But he's only been confused once this year. And that's
right.
The one pick.
Right. All right. I guess that just leads to the prediction point and just say, how bad is this one going to be today?
I think I predicted 52-10 in the paper, in Thursday's paper for this one. So I guess I'll stick with that. Just looking for any signs of improvement or life from this Lincoln team, because it's this week and next week, that's all they have left as a selling point for these recruits that they're trying to bring in for next year. Because you have to have some sort of, hey, like, I know it was bad, but we did improve in these areas, and if you come
sure.
in, you can help us improve in these areas, and you can bring up the injury bugs. So put some good stuff on film, maybe stay in this one for a half. and it might be a good way to exit Dwight T. Reed Stadium for the year.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.